Dr. Pinsky dictating a male I am in, Joseph Pukish, P-O-U-K-I-S-H. Joseph Pukish is a 31-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 6/24/22. But at that time, he was the restrained front seat passenger of a vehicle that was struck on the front passenger side by another. Apparently, he was jolted but did not have any immediate pain. Apparently, he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. But the next day, he began experiencing pain in the neck going to the right scapula. He went to Cape Regional Emergency Room the same day. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of herniated disc at C5-6 and C6-7 that were treated surgically on 2/15/23. He completed his work conditioning at Novacare on 6/23/23. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Pukish was seen at the emergency room on 6/25/22, complaining of right neck and right shoulder pain after a motor vehicle accident. Apparently, he was the seat-belted passenger that was T-boned on the passenger's side. Apparently, he was ambulatory at the scene. He currently complained of stiffness to the right shoulder and right neck. He underwent several x-rays of the chest, cervical spine, and right shoulder to be inserted here. He was diagnosed with right shoulder pain and strain of the neck muscles, which he was prescribed naproxen. The radiology reports of the cervical spine will be included as marked. X-rays of the right shoulder showed no evidence of acute osseous abnormality. Chest x-ray showed no evidence of active cardiopulmonary disease. New paragraph, the petitioner was then seen at Cape Regional Urgent Care on 6/30/22. He was given a diagnosis of cervical radiculopathy for which he was prescribed prednisone. He had flexion extension x-rays of the cervical spine on 7/21/22. There was mild multi-level degenerative changes contributing to mild left foraminal stenosis at C4-5. There was no intervertebral malalignment or dynamic hypermobility. New paragraph. He was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 9/8/22. He rendered a diagnostic assessment of cervical radiculopathy. He referenced the results of the cervical spine x-rays and MRI to be inserted as marked. His diagnosis was cervical radiculopathy, for which he recommended cervical injections. He did go on to receive injections, to be described shortly. He saw Dr. Mitchell again on 10/24/22. He had an injection from Dr. Paul, a cervical injection from Dr. Paul on 9/29/22. This provided complete resolution of his right arm symptoms for one weekend. His symptoms then returned. Dr. Mitchell recommended he return to the pain specialist. He had already begun a course of physical therapy. Dr. Mitchell ascertained he worked as a meter reader for the insured for 4 years, but he also worked as a bartender and manager at Old City Pub from 2010 until recently, but he was laid off due to not working from his work injury. On 11/22/22, he was referred for pain management. Paired in the paragraph, he was seen by Dr. Paul on 9/20/22. Period. He diagnosed cervical radiculopathy and spondylosis. Period. He had already undergone 3 epidurals and therapy, but remained symptomatic on a daily basis. Pretty was going to follow up with Dr. Mitchell to discuss pursuing surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 5/8/23. He was seen by orthopedic specialist Dr. DeMarat. Period. It was noted he had undergone 2-level fusion in February in that year by Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O. Period. Initially he did well, but over the last month, after restarting physical therapy, the pain had recurred. Period. He had neck pain, stiffness, and radiating pain to the right shoulder blade down to the upper arm, with pain while reaching and lifting on the right shoulder. Period. Dr. DeMarat offered a diagnosis of right shoulder sprain. Period. X-rays in the office were unrevealing. Period. He did recommend a shoulder MRI. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Pukish was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O, on 1/11/23. Period. He diagnosed cervical disc disorder with radiculopathy, for which he recommended right C5-6 and C6-7 anterior cervical discectomy infusion. Period. He did undergo surgery on 2/15/23 and was mildly improved, as is his follow-up on 3/14/23. Period. He has no numbness or paresthesias, but still has stiffness and spasm. Period. He then was referred for physical therapy. Period. He had the neck surgery on 2/15/23 to be inserted here. Period. On 3/9/23, he had cervical x-rays showing status post anterior discectomy infusion of C5-7 without findings of hardware complication. Period. Repeat x-rays were done on 3/28/23 and remained stable. Period. The right shoulder MRI was done on 5/13/23 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Pukish continued to be seen by Dr. Sabo on 5/17/23. Period. He was going to continue a home exercise program and another course of work hardening and work conditioning. Period. He would follow up in 3 weeks for probable return to work full duty. Period. He did see Dr. Sabo again through 7/19/23. Period. He noted the results of the FCE from 6/28/23 to be inserted as marked. But he also referenced x-rays from 7/5/23 demonstrating excellent position of the plate and screws with interbody prosthetics at C5-C7. Period. He had been working modified duties with limitation of 20 pounds of pushing and 40 pounds of pushing and pulling with no use of a jackhammer. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He stated he is undergoing an IME through his attorney on 10/20/23, since he flew in from Texas. Pretty admits that the numbness and tingling had resolved with his surgery. Pretty extremities upper normal, shoulders normal, spine cervical. Inspector revealed the right anterior transverse car consists with his surgery. Pretty flexion and extension were full without discomfort. Pretty right side bending was to 45 degrees with tenderness. Pretty left side bending was to 35 degrees with rotation right, 75 degrees and left to 70 degrees without discomfort. Pretty, he was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none at the left or paracervical musculature, or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, and then thoracic is normal impressions. Joseph Pukic was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 6/24/22. And the next day, he went to the emergency room, where he was treated and released. Pretty followed up at urgent care and had x-rays. Paired physical therapy was also initiated. Paired he eventually came under the neurosurgical care of Dr. Mitchell. Paired he did have an MRI of the right shoulder and cervical spine to be inserted. Paired Dr. Paul administered epidural injections without long-term relief. Paired new paragraph. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. DeMarat on 5/8/23 for the shoulder. Period. He did come under the neurosurgical care of Dr. Sabo. Period. He performed surgery on 2/15/23 to be inserted here. Period. He had follow-up x-rays afterwards. Period. He continued to see Dr. Sabo through 7/19/23. Period. New paragraph. The current physical exam found there to be mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine. Period, he had intact sensation and strength. Period, Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, provocative maneuvers of the shoulders were also negative. Period, new paragraph. There is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And that is the end.